This episode of WTFlandia Radio is not brought to you by Habitat for Humanity. But if you do have extra clothes hanging around your drawers or homes, make sure that you look up your local Habitat for Humanity and drop it off, or better yet, call and they can pick it up. That goes for furniture, old books, and anything else they'll accept at Habitat for Humanity. And tell them that WTFlandia Radio sent ya. And this episode is not brought to you by McDonald's. Don't you dare put your lips on that sh. The views expressed at WTFlandia are not to direct, guide, or sway public opinion, for entertainment purposes only. Welcome to your WTFlandia radio show. It is your girl, Char Michelle. Welcome to the first Monday of May, or actually the first week of May, because actually today is Tuesday as I am recording this, but Monday, the first Monday of May was last night, and we'll talk about why we're talking about the first Monday of May in just a bit. But I hope you're well. How is everyone's lives, like, literally going? There is such a kerfuffle of emotions that we'll talk about for sure in this episode. But, like, are you guys okay? This is a serious inquiry. Are you okay? I injured myself. I'm just going to go on to say it. I injured myself. How, Char Michelle? This is going to get into the TMI category. But this is a podcast, so you must know a bit more about your podcast host, shouldn't you? So, nefariously, I share with you. I don't even know if that word suffices to this example, but anyways, I want to share with you how I injured myself. You know, you ever, we know about razors, right? Razors and shaving, right? Right. Well, if you have curly hair, then you know about razors and ingrown hair, right? Right. Well, I had an ingrown hair somewhere, and I decided to do surgery on this ingrown hair. Well, I can't walk. Let's just put it that way. For 2 days, I have been bedridden. I'm literally losing it. I'm thinking Monday is going to be May. This is going to be the month for me. This is going to be the month that I peel back the layers of what was and enter into the miraculous. I have deemed it the miraculous May for my sake and others. If you'd like to claim it as such, well, please feel free. Miraculous May it was until that happened. And then I poured some peroxide on it to get the, you know, whatever kind of stuff might be in there off of it. And it burned. And now I have a wound. An open wound. It might be even third degree burn. I'm not sure. Is it enough to get me to rush to the hospital? No. But it's rushing to my soul. It makes me feel really a certain way. Like, why did I do that? I am not the doctor, but Jesus is. And also, so then that happened, right? But there was, like, this, again, this ingrown hair. So there was this really, it felt like it might have been there for a little under a decade, right? I've noticed it. It wasn't frightening. It didn't feel like it was something to be concerned about necessarily. I'm alive. I'm still kicking. It didn't feel cancerous. But it could have been cancerous, I'm not sure. But it popped out, and it was a ball of flesh. So if you like those Dr. Pimple Popper shows, well then welcome to the Dr. Pimple Popper episode of WTF Landia Radio. It's your host, Char Michelle, and I have probably lost some viewers now. If so, I apologize, but out you go, out you go. We are human over here. Don't let the door pop your pimple on the way out. It sucks, though. Gosh, this hurts. I'm not even capping. I can't walk a long distance because it burns. The friction between on the leg area where it hit is in a nefarious area of the body between the bum and the, you know, whatever. I'm not talking about it anymore. I'm not going to lose even further listenership. I want to keep you here because you all are my friends. Even if you're listening to this podcast episode to sue me in Australia, Victoria, or whatever you guys are doing over there. I'm not sure, but catch me if you can. just kidding. I have no ill feelings towards anyone. I love Australia. I bungee jumped there as well. I'm making jokes about Australia looking for me because they are. Well, they're listening to my podcast from the analytics sakes. And it could just because they really enjoy it and they want to offer me a job, or they're mad because I said something about something that they did over there during lockdown. I'm not sure, but continue to listen to WTF Landia Radio Show because you know why? It is for entertainment purposes. If you can't laugh and you can't decipher your own thoughts and opinions by Googling, I always say Googling. If you can't do that, then what are you doing? How did you get this far? How did you get to clicking on this? If you can't just take your mind off the ease. When you enter this room, you should know by that voice and the style of my candor that it's supposed to be a relaxing feeling, not a stressful one. Don't stress yourself, Aussieland. Chill. How do we get there? I don't know. I'm sure you guys have pimples underneath your bum as well, too, right? Over there, down under. Anyways, it is the first day of May and just a couple of days away from the fifth day of May, or otherwise known as Cinco de Mayo, Mexican Independence Day, which everyone celebrates because, well, sombreros, coronas, not coronaviruses, tequila, and freedom for the Mexican people. So that's happening already, but let's start where we are. We are talking about what just happened last night. And I want to tell you guys there is two simultaneous events that happened last night. One event that's near and dear to my heart. I have not gotten an invitation thus far, but I imagine that I will be getting one in the future. And that is to... yes, the Met Gala. I often say, and if you read the headlines, that this podcast will end up in the Library of Congress, yes, and the Met Gala, yes, and the Smithsonian Museum as well. I just think that once they get a hold and understand that digital gold is a thing, it's a tangible thing, that WTF Landia Radio Show with your girl Char Michelle will be on the walls in the ranks of those museums. I'm just calling it forth as though it were. You have not because you ask not. And so that's what I'm doing because my Lord tells me to do such. That's what the Bible says. Speaking of the Bible and speaking of the Supreme Court and speaking of the Library of Congress, we're going to talk about that too during this episode. Anyways, back to fashion. The fashion part of the episode, which is where I'm very, very comfortable speaking about. Also, I'm looking at Joe Biden on TV. He's tall. I don't know if he's gotten the height lengthening surgery or if he's just been tall this whole time. Or if he's blinking a lot too. He closes his eyes quite a lot when he talks and blinks really slowly. But anyways, he's tall and I like it. But we're going to get there to what Joey Biden thinks and what I think about the Supreme Court and a breaking news leak, otherwise known as leaked Wikipedia news. No, just kidding. This is big. This is big. But we'll get there. But I want to talk about the first day of May. The 2022 Met Gala happened last night, otherwise known as the first Monday in May. It's back once again. It's back. I think they had the time off a little bit during the first year of the COVID lockdown. Met Gala was held in their living rooms. We saw top knots and quarantine beards dressed in McDonald's fries and day old pizza. We saw celebrities in a very, very real way during the pandemic, and I don't know that I could ever play full price for a ticket to see a concert. I feel like I know them. I feel like they're my cousin or my aunties. Yeah, I know them too well. But it was canceled in 2020 and held in September of last year. Is when people were like, finally, like, I'm getting out of this Zoom Met Gala and I'm getting onto that carpet. Because people just can't help but to show off their outfits on the gala. You know, AOC, Alexandria, or Ocasio-Cortez. AOC. She was demolished and destroyed for her attendance at the Met Gala, even though she said tax the rich. She went to put a message. She said, I'm going to use my platform and I'm going to spread it out on the stairs of the Met Gala. And she did. She's beautiful. And she got the invitation and she used her voice. I didn't think there was a problem with it. Everybody else did. She said, tax these people, basically. She had a dress on and said, tax the people you're looking at the Met Gala. And she was probably being talked about because she has a little bit more money than I do, for sure. So people were like, well, why are you there? You have more money too. You're making a lot of money off of this event. But she can't help it if she's, you know, marketable. Nil deals is what they call that. Name, image, and likeness. However, I want to jump into the more pressing news. It was held at the Metropolitan Museum of Arts, as it usually is. A-list celebrities descend upon the red carpet in celebration of the museum's new exhibition in America. An anthology of fashion was the theme, which will serve as an exploration of American's fashion. The display will be presented across 13 of American period rooms in the museum, and the feature design works from Bill Blass, Brooks Brothers, Lloyd Kiewa, New, and more. On the red carpet, meanwhile, well-clad stars will do their best. They did their best to take on the Gilead glamour, white tee, dress code. White tie, dress code, sorry. Is where they had been encouraged to approach the 19th century clothing through a modern lens. Given the step and repeat is the one most photographed in the world, we saw that many actors, models, singers, and designers in attendance bring their fashion A-game. And after all, the Met Gala has a long history of creating memorable outfits that are seen around the globe, and you can revisit them every single Met Gala year by going through the archives. And this year was certainly no different. We saw people like Kim Kardashian donning, well, I just watched a documentary film on an actress by the name of Marilyn Monroe. And Kim Kardashian wore the dress that Miss Marilyn Monroe wore when she sang the historic Happy Birthday, Mr. President. Happy Birthday to you. So she did that. I always wonder how she felt about that. I always wonder. And I thought about that after I watched her documentary film on Netflix, how Miss Jackie Onassis felt about the charades. That woman, Mrs. Marilyn Monroe, was, well, said to be having gallivanting affairs with both Jack and what do they call him? With John and Jack. Well, they called him I forget, there was a name that they called the mayor at the time, but she was having presidents with the having affair with the Kennedy brothers, John F. Kennedy and Jack, or no, the other guy, forget his name. Anyway, you know who I'm talking about. And I found that to be wild because Mr. President, yes, was in attendance, but so was his wife, and that charade was quite obvious. So, anyways, in attendance this year included Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, Regina King, and Lin-Manuel Miranda as well. So those guys took the heat off of the dress that Kim Kardashian wore because, again, I have questions. First of all, how did she get it out of the archives? Only Kim Kardashian can do that. Didn't anybody else do that? She did pay homage, that's for sure, to the 19th century film industry by doing that. She stuck to the code, that's for sure. And, you know, I have to say, she's taken Pete Davidson, dusted that basement dweller off, and he looks decent these days. His mouth is wide. I have a feeling that he can fit a whole pizza in there, like a whole pizza, not a slice, a whole. Pete Davidson's got mouth game. He's got mouth, big mouth energy, is what I'm saying. That's what I meant. Anyways. He's looking good these days, though. Just kidding. Pete, when you come into the WTF Landia radio room, everything is up for grabs. It's not for any other reasons than just to lighten the load. We got to lighten the load around here. And the fact that you guys all showed up at the Met Gala when such a decision was being tossed around at the Supreme Court is sus in and of itself. So let's talk about it. We'll get there though, folks. You stick around. Don't you leave. Don't you dare go. But I wanted to talk about some of the outfits that I saw that I kind of thought was decent-ish. I think that if Kim Kardashian hadn't snatched her hair back in a bun, not sure why she did it, I think she could have pulled off the Marilyn Monroe dress quite effortlessly. It's interesting. She could have put her hair down. She could have went for the whole look that Marilyn went for when she wore that, singing that song in a very wild woman way in front of Jackie O. I wonder what she thought about that. It must have been a little bit of a slap in the face. You know, you got some superstar-esque, the most famous woman in the world, probably still, singing to your husband when they were very, very well known for, unless you're just one of those women that just sweeps it under the rug, very known for hanging out and seeing each other. And then all of a sudden, it was I don't know. It felt weird. It felt like if Mrs. Anastas Kennedy were in the room, I would feel very shady about singing to someone's husband in such a manner. But, you know, life is strange that way. Pete, is that his name? Or Skeet? Whatever, Pete Davidson, he didn't wear a white tie, though. He wore a black one, and it looks like he might have been a Tom Ford suit, I'm not sure. But the gown was vintage by Jean-Louis. Oh, Pete Davidson wore a Dior man, of course he did. And then Bella Hadid came out looking like, I'm not sure. She had a Burberry gown on, and Bryony Raymond jewelry, and so she has this big white ankle bracelet on her ankle, and a onesie on, and some net fishnet. Usually Bella Hadid does well. To me, it didn't photograph well for me. Then we've got Nicki Minaj. She came in Burberry, and she just looks like she's got a lot of fabric on and a baseball cap. And so it wasn't my favorite. Lily James is in the program. She had a beautiful blue dress on. I liked it. If it were on anybody else, I think it would have been a stole the show moment. with the sky blue and the beaded over the one shoulder dressing. It was beautiful. Nice job, Lily James. I think you wore it well, but it could have been a showstopper on someone else. That's just my opinion. I'm sticking to it. And then also, who else was there that stood out to me? Bad Bunny was in a dress suit, whatever. It was a collab. It was a mashup. It was one of those outfits. It was a those outfit for anybody to wear. And I thought that was interesting. I had never noticed Bad Bunny until that. So I guess he got people to know who he was from there, because I never knew. I was like, who is this guy in this Nike, or no, in this Dickies dress? Looked like he had some Chuck Taylors on and some Dickies, and he was ready to go crip walk in a dress. It was interesting. Also, Gabriella Union was there in a Versace gown. I thought the flower was too big, but I'm not going to sit here and be a outfit critiquer. Her husband looked good. He didn't have a shirt on underneath, but that's fine. That's all to each their own. Erykah Badu showed up with every piece of jewelry in her jewelry box on. Oh, I think she was wearing Marnie. I believe. Anyways, that's what it says. And Ciara was in Michael Kors, looking thick, and her legs looking strong. Go ahead, girl. She had an arm out and a leg out. She was showing everything that she needed to show as far as strength is concerned. Girl looks good and strong. Katy Perry was there, too. Miranda Kerr, she was here. She just had a baby, I think, and she looks fantastic in her Oscar de la Renta white gown. Sometimes I think less is more in these Met Galas. I also think that it's very artsy, so you're going to have to throw your big art on, like SZA. She did. She slammed in a pink Vivian Westwood gown. If you want to, you can just go head on over to Vogue and look at the article I'm looking at. And it will show you exactly what I am seeing as far as what some of your favorite stars are wearing. But we're going to head away from that and talk about where some folks might have, should have been. And while many of us gals were gallivanting in our gowns over at the Met Gala, there just across the way in Washington, D.C., was something that, well, got leaked out to the public. Someone thought it was important enough for us to understand what's going on. And that was the fact that the Supreme Court is yeah, you heard that right, just across the way over in Washington, D.C. We're just at the top of this episode, we're talking about the fact that this WTF Landia radio show podcast will end up in the Met Gala in the Library of Congress. And of course, many of those things have to go through the what? That's right, the Supreme Court. And one of our most historic cases did, in fact, go through the Supreme Court that secures rights to, well, choice. And that would be my friends Roe v. Wade. That is correct. Roe v. Wade was Article 14 U.S. 113, a landmark decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, in which the court ruled that the Constitution of the United States protects a pregnant woman's liberty to choose to have an abortion without excessive government restriction. Yes, this is a right that Americans and many other countries actually hold near and dear to their reproductive rights. Is that landmark Roe versus Wade case? And that again meant that the government didn't have right to overreach in decision making when it comes to your body, when it comes to a woman's choice to whether or not. See, here's the thing. Since we're getting real in this episode, we might as well keep it all the way 100. Sometimes pregnancies are absolutely a welcome addition to life. It's like, yes, I did it. I'm pregnant. I'm excited. Me and my husband, me and my wife, me and my partner, we are thrilled and celebrating to have this child into the world. And that is like the best situational outcome of a pregnancy would be that. Then there are other ways that pregnancy occurs, and let me tell you, your options would never, ever, ever be more important. And those situations are in case of, well, rape, or that's the deep end of it. You could have had a one-night stand and made some decisions based on being too inebriated or intoxicated, and you have gotten yourself in a pickle with another pickle, an unfamiliar pickle, and now you're pregnant with that pickle's dickle. Well, that, you know, that guy's baby. And so, sorry, I have to make heavy news light. You know how I feel about that. But, so that could be a thing, right? So now all of a sudden you've got an unknown baby in your body, and that just maybe doesn't sit right. Well, to that I say, well, less is more. Stay sober and vigilant so that pickles don't get in your dickle. But that's just my opinion. I'm sticking with it. I've been there, done that. And then you have the case of, well, there is cases where in a lot of these little towns, they are, you know, okay with sleeping with their cousin. So you end up with a mom who's your auntie and an auntie who's your mom. And weird things. So that's incest, right? So there is so many reasons why Roe versus Wade was put into effect, and it has been around since, let's see, the 1950s, I believe. And this allowed women to have the ability to, the date was decided actually, 1973, so it hasn't actually been around all that long, if you ask me. But the U.S. Supreme Court has, you know, held to its guns when this has allowed there to be clinics. Now, prior to this Roe v. Wade ruling, which we'll discuss a bit more, women were getting pregnant, and they were going into these underground little dungeon holes to get the baby out of there because they didn't want it, or because, you know, also sometimes you were young and you got pregnant and you thought, my parents will kill me, or they will disown me, or I will, you know, my church will this and that. So a lot of young ladies were going into these very nefarious, I think I'm going to have to look up that word and see why it's popping in my head. I don't know if it works for this, but we'll see. But going into these very decrepit, you know, downtown holes to go get the babies taken out of them with wires and whatnot. Oh, so that was the thing. Now we have, you know, come to a more technological phase of life where pharmaceutical industries have caught up with the abortion battle, and they have made pills that you can take if you have just had an encounter and you might be pregnant. Then there are pills like Plan B that is able to eradicate the pregnancy on spot, right? So there are all of these things. So there's that, right? There's that. There is like all of these reasons. Let me backtrack. There's all these reasons that women have that would give them the rights and ability to make these decisions for themselves. Now, when we go in to put our moral compass into why women are doing this, but they're just sleeping around, maybe they should wear a condom. Maybe they should, not just go out and have one night stands. Maybe they shouldn't wear that little dress. These are the things that we have heard about women, pregnancies, rape, abortions, and so on and so forth. These things are actual topics that people have decided to add into the pot of reasons why women should not be able to have an abortion. And apparently, well, the Supreme Court is looking into overturning it. The U.S. Supreme Court has ordered an investigation into somehow us finding out that they have been looking into overturning this draft. Somehow, some way, somebody told that the U.S. Supreme Court would be, in fact, looking to overturn this right. And they release it out to the public. And for noble reasons, maybe, for some, right? So, they're looking into seeing who leaked the draft decision that suggests the country's top court may overturn the landmark Roe versus Wade that legalized abortion nationwide. U.S. Chief Justice John Roberts said this morning that the leaked draft opinion was an authentic document. It indicates that a majority of the 9 justices are set to overturn the constitutional right to abortion. Wait, would that mean, Mrs. Ketanji, is you involving? You ain't set foot in the door good, and you have to deal with all this. Oh my gosh, I'm praying for you. The court martial has now been directed to launch an investigation into the source of the leak, which news agency Politico reported on Monday. To the extent this betrayal of the confidences of the court was intended to undermine the integrity of our operations, and it will not succeed. The work of the court will not be affected in any way, Roberts said in a new release. Thousands of abortion rights activists expressed outrage over the report. A decision to overrule the case led to an abortion ban in roughly half of the United States. It could lead to an abortion ban in more than half of the United States. It could have huge ramifications for this year's U.S. elections. Now, Joe Biden, I was just talking about, I saw him on the television looking tall, like a tall, slim drink of slow and lethargic water. He looks like he has melatonin water. Anyways, Joe Biden had something to say about that. I like the guy. Come on, you guys. He blinks slow. But it's not clear if the draft is the court's final decision, as opinions often change in the process of drafting a ruling. We are horrified, saddened, and livid, said activist group Women's March on Twitter. If you are too, then now is the time to show up and show them our movement won't back down from protecting our reproductive rights. That a tweet delivered by the Women's March. And we know what happens when the Women's March tweets out stuff. People come running. And people showed up last night during the Met Gala. Folks said, I'm coming over to the Supreme Court, standing out in front of that, sitting out in front of that joint, camping out in front of that joint until we get some answers on why. And, you know, again, it's probably for good measure because, hey, they're inviting people to bring their family, their signs, their stories, their heart, and their commitments to saving Roe versus Wade. Which is access to legal abortions for all who need it. Now, I said we were going to get cozy in here and talk about, you know, stuff and be open, open-ended book. And we are, because the thing about it is that there are those reasons which I named at the top of this, in that, you know, some of these women that are going to get abortions are doing it because of reasons that we should not question. It is between her and her doctor. Just the same reasons why people went to go get the vaccine, and everybody wants to know, and everybody has these questions, and they're not your doctor. I don't think that it should be our rights to know what people are going in to see their doctor about. It's not fair. If you guys didn't know me so well now, then I would have been sliding up into my doctor like, don't tell anybody. Listen, I am a very popular podcast gal. If someone figures out that I popped this decades-long pimple on my bum, they may not look at me the same. And they, my reputation situation may be forever hindered by this. So doctor, don't say anything. Well, exactly, right? Like, you don't need to, basically all that said is you don't need, unless you're me and you want to get it out there and get ahead of it before anybody else gets ahead of it. If you're an oversharer, like me, I should say, I'm trying to overshare in a way that makes you feel normal. It's not always true. It's not always real. Sometimes it's just jokes. But my intention is to connect humans to humans. Sometimes it can be exactly what it is. You just don't know. We don't know in life what people present and what it is. But for me, it's improv. And I want people to feel connected to my improv. And so sharing a story that could be true about a pimple on my butt or not makes me feel good about myself. At least it's out there. But honestly, if that were a true thing, and I wanted to sit down with my doctor and discuss the best method to getting a decades-long pimple out of my butt or a baby, out of my body because I was raped, or for whatever reasons, then that would have been between the woman and her doctor. Now, let's talk about church versus state, okay? I also am a gal that has actually had that procedure done. It was, for me, one of those decisions that was, yes, difficult to make. It was made in a situation where I don't make excuses for it. But I was in university, and I was at the top of my career in track and field, doing very well. And I was in a relationship, and it might have been fine. It was not marriage, you know. It might have been fine for the person, but I didn't think that it was fine for me at that moment. I thought it would derail what I deemed to be very successful part of life that I was looking forward to, right? So I made this decision, and no, I don't think that. I think that me being a gal who is a Jesus gal, you know, and spent a lot of times being a religious gal, I had to deal with that. I had to deal with the repercussions of making that decision on my own. And at some point, I'll write it in my book, and you guys will be able to read it. I don't share all that stuff here, okay? It'll be semi-autobiographical, non-fiction. But, because, you know, WTFlandia could be fiction, right? So, that will be non-fiction. But what I'm saying is, I had to make decisions, and They carry. So if you can't make the decision now, I could have been in a situation where I was out at a nightclub, leaving the nightclub, heading back to my dorm in university, and gotten raped. Might not have been a love relationship where I was just having sex outside of marriage, which wasn't right in the first place. This is what got me to that point. But it could have been different, where I was forced behind a dumpster and raped, and then impregnated from that encounter. So there is that. So we get into what I want to talk about, the church versus state involvement. If you're a Supreme Court justice, my religion tells me to, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, thou shalt not, you know, the seven deadly sins. Is it 10? There's so many, I've broken them all, I'm sure. But, you know, like, those sins are something that I would say don't do it, you know. But if you're in this situation, there's a big but at the end of it, a huge one. Insert the peach emoji into this comment. There's a big but after this, because I think that if I were in a situation where I was the latter part of that, the girl getting thrown behind a dumpster and raped and then impregnated, that I would want to have the right and ability to make the decision to what's in my body from a person I don't know. Also, what, there's so many things. But what this does is it doesn't allow there to be any kind of, I think they take out a clause that even stipulates if you were raped or incest or any of that. So you don't really have that in there as well. That's not something that you can be comfortable with, knowing that would protect you, in essence, if you were raped. And then you can have, you know, this abortion. And it's wild. It's like the government should not be reaching into my ovaries telling me what to do. That's church versus state at its finest. That's between me, the Lord, and my doctor. Now, I'm hoping that people are able to do what they feel is right in all regards. If you're going to be, you know, not married and you're going to be having relationships, and maybe wear a condom, maybe figure out a method that, no, don't do it at all. Don't sleep with people. I'm at the point in life where I feel like people who are married up or together shouldn't be sleeping with people. One, it's just too much. It's crowded. It's a cesspool of weird. When you have sex with a lot of people, it's just kind of like, there's no place to call home. You're just out there just giving your love away. And then it's not being reciprocated. That's a whole nother set of issues. But that's just my opinion, because I'm, you know, celibate. And I just want you guys to do that too, because it feels right when you're saving it for the right person. You've gotten rid of some things. You need to get into the right things and make sure that you make decisions based on what you feel is best for your body. But again, Roe v. Wade happening on the same night as the Met Gala is very telling. We are out there gallivanting our dress and losing simultaneously the rights to our ovaries that are underneath those dresses. It's very wild. It is very, very wild. It's something to think about. It's something that got me into this room. It's something that I would suggest that everyone who is listening to this podcast episode would take the time to go and do some research on Roe v. Wade yourself. Figure out what it is, what it looks like, what it means. If you're an American citizen, what it means to your rights as a woman. And men now have the opportunity, I think, to have birth control. They have made pills that men have rights of their reproductive decisions. I think that's really cool. And we got to talk about things like that. You know, there are ways to, you know, be in control over things. And there are also ways that you're absolutely not in control of. And when you're not in control of those things, it's best to have the rights to choose. So, I guess we'll figure out what the Supreme Court does with that right for women to choose in the coming days. In the meanwhile, I hope that you're well. I hope that you treat your body, yourselves, and others with just great regard. And if you're injured like myself, then heal up properly. It's the beginning of May. It shouldn't start off this rough, but if it has, you're a human being, and guess what? Life happens. It comes at you fast, but you will get through this just as I will. And I want you to know that if you're listening and you're tuning in every single time, I appreciate it. I hope that you share this with your friends. I hope that somebody writes me a really nice podcast, journalist, broadcaster contract, because I'm looking for work, folks. So pass this along to anybody that you know is hiring in regards to that. And it's a beautiful thing being able to work from home these days, isn't it? These things shall pass, and very soon we will be in a very, very great situation. So just hang in there, love the ones you're with, and be kind to those around you. Later. Not bought to you by Pfizer or any of its associates. Have you seen what's in that vaccine? Make sure you're reading the ingredients on anything you put into your body. You can thank me later. By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that the entire contents and design of this podcast are the property of WTF Landia Radio, or used by WTF Landia Radio with permission, and are protected under U.S. and international copyright and trademark laws. Except as otherwise provided herein, users of this podcast may save and use information contained in the podcast only for personal or non-commercial educational purposes, no other use, including without limitation, reproduction, retransmission, or editing of this podcast may be made without the prior written permission of WTF Landia Radio, which may be requested by contacting WTF Landia Radio. By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that the WTF Landia Radio makes no warranty, guarantee, or representation as to the accuracy or sufficiency of the information featured in this podcast. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on this information provided in the podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice unless stated otherwise. The WTF Landia Radio Group does not endorse, approve, recommend, or certify any information, product, process, service, or organization presented or mentioned in this podcast. And information from this podcast should not be referenced in any way to imply such approval or endorsement. The third-party materials or content of any third-party site referenced in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the opinions, standards, or policies of WTF Landia Radio. WTF Landia Radio assumes no responsibility or liability for the accuracy or completeness of the content contained in third-party materials or on third-party sites referenced in this podcast, or the compliance with the applicable laws of such materials and or links referenced herein. Moreover, WTF Landia Radio makes no warranty that this podcast or the server that makes it available is free of viruses, worms, or other elements or codes that manifest contaminating or destructive properties. WTF Landia Radio expressly disclaims any and all liability or responsibility for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or other damages arising out of any individual's use of reference to this, reliance on, or inability to use this podcast, or the information presented in this podcast.